Well, there really has only been one big story during the week, and one, of course, that's likely to dominate the headlines for the coming weeks and perhaps coming months. That is, of course, the arrival in town during the week of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and, of course, along with their colleagues from the ECB and the EU Commission. There's been a lot of talk about our loss of sovereignty, our loss of independence, the 1916 rising and all that kind of thing, and a lot of doom and gloom talk generally and rhetoric about the IMF coming in here. But is it really all that bad? Maybe the intervention of the IMF will turn out to be one of the best things that has happened to this country for a long time. Well, let's find out what the IMF intervention has meant for other countries. The biggest one, of course, in terms of its intervention being Greece. And we're joined on the line there now from Athens by Professor Gikas Harduvalis, the chief economist with Eurobank EFG Group, with us in studio, Peter Matthews, banking and financial commentator and analyst. You're both very welcome. Professor Harduvalis, if I can go to you first, what exactly has the IMF intervention now meant for Greece?
Well, as you know, the intervention saved Greece from state bankruptcy because the market would not lend Greece any more money. The debt to GDP ratio was huge. Right now, we're finding out it's going to be 142% of GDP at the end of 2010. So the EU and the IMF money was definitely needed in Greece. I think your Irish listeners should realize it was the state that brought trouble into the economy. It was not the banking sector. Greek banks are very healthy. So after the IMF money, the IMF money was not free. Of course, there is an interest rate, but what's more important, it's there are conditionalities attached to it. And every 3 months, the Greek government has to perform certain structural reforms. It has to do certain things that it's being examined.
And can I just ask you?
In order to release every installment, they have to have fulfilled certain criteria.
Okay, tell us a little bit about those reforms. What has Greece been asked to do?
Well, it has been asked to essentially shape up its public sector, to reduce unnecessary waste and grab tax evasion, to make sure there is efficiency in the public enterprises, that the a lot of closed professions should be opened up. It actually already did more or less rationalize its pension system. It used to, now everybody has to get to retire at 65, and if they do choose to retire earlier, they get a smaller pension. And the amount of pension they get is a function of what they contributed to the system in their earlier life. So this was a ticking bomb for Greece. And thanks to the EU-IMF intervention, actually, we have a rational system now.
Okay.
That was a big plus.
Because I think the Greeks used to retire in the 50, when they were 50-odd years of age.
Right. No, you had actually many, many cases where people would get, especially women, would retire even at the age of 36 with only 15 years of employment. In a sense, the system was rewarding the wife. For, instead of giving her time off when she has her children, the system was rewarding her and telling her go to pension after her children grew up. I mean, it was a very irrational system.
My goodness. Tell us a little bit about you said that one of the things they wanted to tackle in the public sector was tax evasion. What sort of tax evasion was going on within the public sector?
It's huge in Greece, I think. And the reason is, in Greece, about 35% of the labor force are self-employed, whereas the same number for the Eurozone is only 15%. So a lot of people hide their true income. So household income is not being reported. We estimate that whereas in the European Union you get about 9 percentage points of GDP in personal income taxes, in Greece you only about you get 4%. So there's a gap of about 4.5 percentage points that the government can actually grab just from the household sector. Then there is a lot of cheating when it comes to the value-added tax, and that's because the state was never able to control and measure exactly what's being circulating within the country, what's being sold exactly.
Okay,
so it's important. Yeah. It's important that they do that.
Well,
it was also very important that they did a huge labor reform, by the way. They not only they reduced nominal wages because they had really gone up a lot, but they interfered in the arbitration between unions and business people, and they made this arbitration become more symmetric. It used to be that you would bargain over a minimum wage, and then wages would be sort of cascade and become higher and higher at the industry level, at the sectoral level, and then at the corporate level. So this has been canceled more or less, this system, and allows more flexibility.
All of this stuff is really, really interesting, Professor. Of course, Greece did have a huge black economy. I'm curious, though, to know, how is Greece now rooting out those who were very engaged in the black economy and not declaring hidden incomes and making sure that, for example, their VAT returns are done correctly? I mean, how is it actually policing that?
Yeah, that's a difficult issue. It's not easy to grab, and it's not going to happen overnight. But I'm going to give you an example of how, say, household income can be correctly reported beginning in 2011. Say you're a doctor, and you report to the domestic IRS that you only earn 20,000 euros, therefore you own 1,400 euros as tax. And now the Greek IRS actually knows your lifestyle. They have it on the computer. They know if you have an expensive house and you live in an expensive suburb, they know that. If you have kids in private school, they also know that. If you have a country home, and most Greeks actually do have a country home, they know it. If you have a domestic domestic employment from a woman from Central Europe, they know it. So they will come and impute an income for you and tell you, based on your lifestyle, I think you earn at least 100,000. So you owe me 34,000. You don't owe me 1,400 that you claimed. And you have the right to protest that, but then you will be audited. And I suspect from 2011 on, 95% of these guys will choose not to be audited because probably they earn a lot more income than the imputed income of the government.
That's
one way.
Right, okay. I mean, this stuff is
fascinating. It's one way. It's like mobilizing the information you already have centralized in the computer and making use of it.
So are you saying that this information was always available to the Greek IRS, but they never bothered to implement it or do anything about it? But now that the IMF officials have arrived in town, the IMF is making sure that they go after those who are not properly making tax returns?
Well, I wouldn't say it's because of the IMF arrival. It's because the market realized that Greece has a problem and has to fix itself so it can go back to the market and be able to borrow at sort of logical interest rates. Right now, the Greek spreads are like almost 900 basis points. If the Irish ones are 500 basis points above the Bunds, the Greeks, spreads are 900 basis points. So if you have a huge debt, you need to go to the market. So the market imposed discipline on politicians. It was the market that caused the IMF to come in. It was not, and we have to do the right thing, not because of the IMF. The IMF is here to help us. It's sort of based on its experience and its money. They have provided us with a three-year window, with a loan, a three-year loan, so we can fix the state sector and be able to go back to the market and be able to borrow.
Okay, now do you think, clearly you see the IMF intervention as a positive thing. Before the IMF came in, there were major protests. Some people actually got killed. It looked like the Greeks were incredibly angry at this outside intervention. Have things changed, Professor? Is it the case now the majority of Greeks actually now see things differently, and in fact they believe the IMF is doing them a favour?
I think Greek society, after many decades of corruption, of lack of organization. They want the government to follow the IMF prescription. They are ahead of the politicians. You saw demonstrations and some killings, indeed some accidents happened. But let me tell you, the largest demonstration that the pension reform gathered was about 60,000 people. Now, 60,000 people is nothing in front of the 1 million people that came out in demonstrations 9 years ago when the previous socialist government tried to rationalize the pension system. And that pension reform of 9 years ago was nothing. It was a Mickey Mouse reform compared to the real reform that took place now. There was not, actually, the protests were minor. You have to judge the Greek protests with how the Greeks were protesting 5 or 10 years ago. You cannot judge the Greeks, you cannot compare them with the Irish or the French or the British. So Greek society is ready for a change. The IMF and the EU and the so-called Troika, because it's three sets of people that usually come. It's the ECB, the EU, and the IMF.
Same as in Ireland now,
Are used by domestic politicians as a nice way out, as the scapegoat to say, well, we don't want to do it. They tell us to do it.
That's
but
right,
in
of
reality,
course, yes.
in rea- their, the, society wants them to move ahead, and the market is not willing to lend. So everybody knows it now.
Okay,
so,
just before
and
we...
And I think we're lining up. We're doing it.
Okay, very interesting. Just before we move to Hungary, Professor, can I just ask you, in terms of the state assets, your public assets, for example, like your railway system and other things that have been owned by the state, what is this outside intervention? What does it mean now for those assets? Are you being forced to sell them off?
In general, you know, my sense is the Greek debt dynamics right now are explosive. The debt to GDP ratio may peak at 160% of GDP before coming down perhaps to 130 in 7 years' time. If Greece wants to go back to 60% very fast, it can only do it by selling assets. And it cannot be simply assets of a railway company or other state companies. Their value is not very big. It has to be real estate. And there's huge prime real estate in Greece. If the government gets its act together, it creates the business environment where you can utilize properly that real estate, it can actually do it and reduce the debt. Because my projection is the way the Eurozone politics is moving is that we may see a common euro bond that will be able, you may see normal interest rates for countries that have debt up to 60% of GDP, but anything beyond that will be really penalized, perhaps even at the rates that you see today. So it's very critical for Greece and for Ireland tomorrow to push back that debt to 60%. And it cannot be done by growth alone. It will take time for the denominator to expand. The numerator will be there, the size of debt in euros. The denominator, which is the size of the economy, it will take a long time to expand and bring back the ratio to 60%.
Okay.
I think that Greece would have to actually take action. And that action is primarily real estate assets.
Okay, just very quickly, Professor, do you think then that the IMF, the ECB, the EU Commission intervention in Greece has been a good thing?
Definitely. Finally, after decades of postponing the structural reforms, postponing of doing the right thing, thinking that the political cost is too high to do anything, finally we came to the brink of collapsing, and we have outside intervention and are shaping us up to do the right thing. It was a great thing what happened.
Woo! Well, I tell you, that's very good news for all of us listening to that here in Ireland. Professor Gikas Hardouvelis, Chief Economist with Eurobank EFG Group, thank you so much for that. Well, listen, it's all very interesting stuff. We are going to continue with this discussion. I'll be talking to Peter Matthews, who's with me in studio, banking and financial commentator and analyst, to get his views about what Professor Hardouvelis has been saying so far and whether, in fact, it could turn out that the IMF intervention may also be a very good thing for this country. So we're going to take a quick break and I'll be back with you after that.